we've had some frustration with our vendor. We think that these kinks should have been worked out sooner.
That's Alaska Department of Education Commissioner Mike Hanley. The state has a contract with the Kansas-based Achievement and Assessment Institute, or AAI, to develop and score the new AMP tests. Hanley says when AAI gave the AMP scores to the state recently,
we weren't happy with, we found some glitches in some of the data, the way it transferred to our reports.
Hanley says the glitches had to do with the way scores were differentiated and scaled. For example, in reading, the AMP tests measure different skills.
One is reading for information. One is reading literature. We should be able to see a different score for each of those. And because of the way it was scaled, we couldn't see the differentiation between the two, and yet we know there is one. They're both reading, but they're different skills. And when we couldn't see a difference, they all kind of looked the same. We said, that doesn't sound like what we know about our students.
I mean, I do take 100% responsibility for that.
Marianne Pieri is the AAI's project manager for the AMP contract. She says there were a few unique things about the Alaska tests that posed challenges which AAI should have been better prepared for.
We weren't used to the kinds of checks that are needed in your state. For instance, there are a lot of transfers in Alaska within the testing window. We had several kids that actually changed grade levels in the middle of the testing window. So we had quite a few kids that had duplicate scores.
The back and forth between the state and the testing vendor has left superintendents hanging.
It's frustrating from a district standpoint to get ready and then get let down.
Rich Carlson is interim superintendent for the Haines School District. He's worked as a superintendent in Alaska for 14 years and says he can't remember this kind of delay ever happening in the past.
It's been very confusing because we have been ramping up for the release of the scores and the public release for probably 4 or 5 months.
Superintendents in districts including Haines, Dillingham, and Wrangell have warned at school board meetings that students' scores for the assessments are likely to be lower than those from previous yearly exams because AMP standards are more rigorous. Here's Commissioner Hanley.
So that's where the anxiety, I think, is. That's what's being held up, and that's what we'd like to just get out there and share with parents and share with communities and schools, so we can move on and kind of get a better understanding around it.
And there's another concern. Alaska, like many other states, saw an increase in opt-outs with the new standardized tests. In school districts like Haines and Sitka, testing refusals jumped from almost none to numbers that will likely affect district scores significantly. Hanley says the delays happening now are probably not going to help that situation.
Yeah, it's not going to build confidence. I don't know. It's hard to say how it'll impact, more people wanting to opt out.
And the delay is not building the commissioner's confidence in this new testing vendor. AAI has a $25 million five-year contract with the state of Alaska. Hanley says if it seems the institute won't be able to deliver on that contract, the state will have to make a choice.
You know, you expect some glitches in the first-time rollout. I didn't expect this kind of delay, though.
Hanley doesn't know how much longer the delay will last. AAI's Pieri said Monday afternoon the institute will share its cleaned-up data with the state that day. The state and superintendents will check the scores before releasing final results to the public. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.